This meeting, I'll start over again. Welcome to the meeting of the Board of Recreation and Park Commissioners. Today is April 16, 2026. This board meeting will be conducted in person. All public comments will be taken in person only. Each speaker will be granted a maximum of 2 minutes. Takesha, please take the roll.
Will do, President Sanchez. President Sanchez.
Present.
Vice President Bain.
Present.
Commissioner Rosas.
Little.
Present.
And we have quorum, President Sanchez.
Okay, thank you, Takesha. Can I please have a motion to approve the minutes for April 2nd, 2026?
Commissioner Bain, motion to approve.
Commissioner Rosas, second.
Great. Takesha, can you please take the vote call?
Yes, President Sanchez, we have a motion and a second to approve the regular minutes from April 2nd, 2026. Vice President Bain, how do you vote?
Aye.
Commissioner Rosas, how do you vote?
Aye.
President Sanchez, how do you vote?
Aye.
And the motion carried.
Okay, great. Thank you. We will now move on to the General Manager's update.
Good morning, President Sanchez, Commissioners, staff, and members of the public. Jimmy Kim, General Manager. Before I begin the General Manager update, I would like to have the Superintendent of the Valley Region, Tracy Goldberg, come up to the podium so she could introduce the facility and staff.
Tracy.
Thank you for the applause. Thank you. Good morning, commissioners, RAP staff, and members of the public. Welcome to Tarzana Rec Center. The site of the recreation center was originally part of Tarzana Ranch, a large property purchased by author Edgar Rice Burroughs in 1919. Following the success of his Tarzan of the Apes series, Burroughs subdivided the ranch into residential lots, effectively establishing the modern Tarzana neighborhood we're in now. Developed by the City of Los Angeles Department of Recreation and Parks, the center was established to provide public green space, youth sports facilities, and community gathering areas. The facility's main building is one of the department's many Mason buildings. You've been in many of them now that look just the same as this one. With a full-size gym, plus a few small classrooms, a kitchen, and an office, the site also features a second building just to the side here, used for classes, seasonal camps, and meetings. The larger park space includes sports fields and basketball courts, multiple playgrounds, and picnic areas. The center is a vital hub for the San Fernando Valley, notably hosting one of the area's largest summer and winter camps with over 200 weekly participants. One of Tarzana's annual events of note happened this past Saturday. They had their annual Earth Day event in partnership with CD3, Councilmember Blumenfield, and the Tarzana Neighborhood Council, plus nearby businesses and nonprofits, and over 500 patrons. Programs at the facility include youth leagues in basketball, flag football, and volleyball, plus classes in karate, soccer, piano, hip hop, and adult classes in hip hop, indoor pickleball, yoga, plus a new women's class in called Empowerment Movement class. Located within Council District 3, the year-round pools include Woodland Hills, overseen by AFM to Ingrid Gonzalez, and Cleveland High School Aquatic Center. And that's overseen by AFM 2 Martin Del Rosario alongside AFM 1 Dana Hidalgo Nera. Cleveland is especially notable for its Sensory Swim Sundays, which I've seen personally, which is an inclusive program that provides a sensory friendly environment for individuals with special needs and their families. Collectively, these aquatic facilities deliver essential recreational programs that promote water safety, skill development, and meaningful community engagement for residents across the Valley region. They also have two seasonal pools, and those are Reseda and Lanark that are heavily used during the summer. Now I'd like to introduce the staff here at Tarzana. We have our very new recreation facility director, Dara Tabibian. Right there. We have our recreation coordinator, Jose Cortez, and the recreation assistants working today are Alexis Gamboa, Nilu Begi, I know I'm butchering and I'm so sorry, and Cameron Radden outside doing parking. We have our region staff. We have their recreation supervisor, Arlene Cordova, also here today. There she is, right there in the front. Our principal rec supervisor, one, Kim Weldon, and our principal rec supervisor, two, Juan Aynot. We'd also like to thank our maintenance staff on site here, our SPA2s, Raquel Serraro and Luis Origel. Our senior gardener, Esmeralda Espicia. We also have our park maintenance supervisor, Renee Martinez, our acting senior park maintenance supervisor, Joshua Martinez, hiding in the back, and our principal ground maintenance supervisor, Paula Jaramillo, who's also hiding in the back. Don't clap yet. And we have Kevin Grimm here, our acting CNM supervisor, also hiding in the back. And that's it. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Tracy Goldberg, superintendent of the Valley Region. I just want to make sure to remind everyone that to visit laparks.org for information on special events and program information across the park system. Now, I will go into the general manager updates. The commission office has received various communications from constituents, and we have assigned appropriate staff for follow-up. For updates requested by commissioners on public safety, specifically on the Bowman Sports Complex, I wanted to make note or give an update that public safety in our parks is primarily managed by the LAPD, who serves as the designated first responders. While our park rangers are exclusively assigned to regional parks and do not handle emergency dispatch, they do actively assist LAPD senior lead officers in addressing specific issues such as illegal organized activities. Specifically for Obama Sports Complex, staff is currently working with the senior lead officers to address public safety concerns that were brought up during public comment at our last meeting. That concludes my update. Thank you.
Any questions or comments from commissioners?
Okay.
Thank you, Jimmy. We will now move on to general public comment from members of the public who wish to comment on matters under the jurisdiction of the Department of Recreation and Park. Takesha, please conduct public comment.
Will do, President Sanchez. I will call the first three constituents to come up to the podium to make a public comment. You will be granted a maximum of 2 minutes. And if you have further comments, you may send them to the RAP inbox at rap.commissioners@lacity.org. Terry Saucier, Sherelle Caneo, and Kathy Schreiner.
Good morning. As a Tarzana Neighborhood Council board member and co-chair of last Saturday's 13th Annual Earth Day Poster Contest and Festival, which was held at this beautiful park, I'd like to thank the Tarzana Rec and Parks Facility Manager, Dara Tabibian, Park and Rec Coordinator, Jose Cortez, and other park staff and volunteers for being an amazing event partner. The event was a huge success in large part due to their dedication and commitment to our community. Thank you. On my other hat, on behalf of the SoCal Stop Artificial Turf Task Force and Coalition Partners, I'm here again to ask RAP to stop installing artificial turf playing fields and to prioritize sustainable managed natural drought-tolerant grass fields for the benefit of human health, the environment, and wildlife. At prior meetings, we've called attention to the fact plastic grass is a petrochemical product that contributes to climate change from cradle to grave. It's too toxic to people or water soil, and it can get dangerously hot. A new study by UC Irvine states extreme heat is the deadliest weather-related hazard, with urban areas disproportionately affected. The study found that more than a third of parks in South LA can get dangerously high temperatures, hot enough to cause pain or burns because of materials used to build them, such as artificial turf, concrete, and rubber. As climate change drives more frequent intense heat waves, it's critical that LA address these inequities by providing greater access to parks and prioritizing cooler natural green spaces. The time is now for RAP to be a leader and to show California and the nation that RAP has the technology and know-how to stop installing artificial turf, and we would like to work with you to make this a reality. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Cheryl Cuneo. I live in Los Feliz. Some of you know me, remember me from about 3 years of coming to rec and park meetings about the pony rides. I broke my foot a while back. I'm finally back here. Commissioner Rosas, I don't think I've met you, but I spent like 2 to 3 years coming to virtually every meeting I could to talk about bringing back the pony rides to Griffith Park. I know there's an RFP out there. The city spent, what, about $250,000 with PlaceWorks on a study that found that 7 out of 10 Angelenos wanted live animals back, wanted the pony rides back. The RFP attached that PlaceWorks study at the very bottom. You went through a whole bunch of stuff before you got to that RFP, that study that said what Angelenos want. Nowhere does it say in the RFP that the people of Los Angeles actually want live animals back. That corner, I live in Los Feliz, that corner with the train rides and the pony rides was where people from all over the city came with little kids and could spend an afternoon, and it welcomed rich people and poor people. I always called it the great equalizer. I stood in line once with Jodie Foster. You know, people came from everywhere. It was low cost. It was available to everybody. That's what needs to come back. And the RFP did not in any way reinforce that. Thank you for your time. Also, what Terry said, get rid of the plastic turf. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Kathy Schreiner. I'm president of the Van Nuys Neighborhood Council, but I'm here speaking as an individual. I welcome you back to the Valley. We're always happy to have you here. Today, I want to talk about the community schools park. I know there's an agenda item, but I want to make a broader comment. So I chose to put this in my general public comment. So you have an item about Carlos Santana Academy. I think that might be the first place in the East Valley that there will be a community schools park. So I'm very glad to hear about that. But I've been talking to you for quite a long time about how Van Nuys is a park poor area. And they refer to Carlos Santana as going into a park deficient area. In the park needs assessment, there were 4 parks proposed, 3 in Van Nuys and 1 on the border of Van Nuys and Valley Glen. So I think that proves that we're a park poor area. And so we really would hope for some priority to be given, you know, to us. And Community Schools Park is one of the only ways that we're going to be able to have a park of any kind of substantial size because we're a build out community. So I'm advocating for that just in general. And then I also wanted to let you know that my neighborhood council is taking on with Council District 6 a look around for maybe some small parcels that could become like parks. And we have found one area that might become a pocket park in what's called the Kester Ridge area. So CD6 will be bringing that forward to RAF, and we hope, you know, to have some conversations about that, except I know how expensive things are. So I wanted to also note that the comment here about the Academy talked about how it reflects a continued demand from both the community and elected leadership to expand CSP programming, and it shows the scalability now that you have this MOU. But then when it talks about the budget, it says that the operations will be absorbed within RAP's existing budget. However, expansion of additional sites beyond those currently approved may require identification of additional funding sources or future budgetary adjustment. So I know what that means. I was privileged to be part of the budget advocates interview with Rec and Park, so I really do understand what the budget
is. Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to bring up the next 3 constituents, Ron Bitzer, Jeannie Plum, and Roberto Rodriguez.
Good morning, Mr. President, commissioners. I'm here to enter into the public record the continued opposition of Laurel Grove Neighborhood Association to the occupation of Valley Plaza Park with 200 beds for interim homeless housing. This has occurred while many of the occupants are having tents outside of tiny homes. Okay, so we've recently had the opportunity to give an earful to the mayor about this ongoing occupation. And I believe that the National Park Service should receive an application for historic preservation of our parks. That's how bad it's gotten. And on April 12th, the LA Times quoted Steve Lopez as saying, "We can't get comfortable with the idea that LA's under-maintained parks sit near the bottom of ranking of the top 100 metro regions."
Thank you.
Jeannie Plum, Chatsworth, I have a surprise for the commissioners. I've been asked to present to the commissioners by Toll Brothers Development Company an offer to deposit funding in an account designated for the staging area that is required by their development agreement in Porter Ranch for Stony Point Equestrian Center. There is no vacant land available in the Porter Ranch area, and the council office of the 12th District supports this idea. Since Stony Point Equestrian Center has been sent out for the second time for an RFP that doesn't seem to ever materialize, we don't want to lose this opportunity to have funding given to the Equestrian Center to jumpstart its redevelopment, which is sorely needed. I hope the commissioners will support this offer from Toll Brothers Development Company for funding for a absolutely designated account for this staging area, which can also be used for partial parking and landscaping on the Stony Point Equestrian site. I hope that the RFP requirement for Stony Point Equestrian Park hasn't disappeared into a black hole. We've been waiting more than 2 years to get it awarded. But in the meantime, if the commissioners would like to contact the council office and John Fong of Toll Brothers Development Company, Porter Ranch, they are ready to finalize a offer, which I won't get into the dollars and cents. That's not my field. But I will say that we equestrians on the backbone trail system of the 12th District are absolutely ready to support this proposal. It meets all the requirements in the conditions of the development. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hi, good morning. This is my second time to be with this kind of department. First time I went to Eagle Rock, and I used to say, first of all, thank you to here and replace the new core in the Reseda Park. It's nice. Everybody's so happy over there. So now my second time this morning is to request to you, it is possible to change the board. Basketball board, some are broken. And after 13 years, I don't know what kind of deal you deal with LA Clippers. They donated those kind of board, but now some in the RCD part are broken, so they need to be replaced. Because in RCD part, remember, we don't have a gym like this building. This looks beautiful. You have a nice board over there to play. But hopefully in the future, we can have a nice gym area too in our town. So thank you so much for giving me a chance to speak to you guys. And I'm going to leave the copy of this, my request, and many other people here. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm going to bring up the last two constituents. Gina Cruz, Rebecca Beach.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is Gina Cruz from Lakeview Terrace. It's now been over 3 years since the Griffith Park pony rides closed. Years of a study was done at the cost of hundreds of thousands of dollars. The RFP has now been issued for the Gateway concession. and which includes the train ride, which is still listed as a train ride, the snack bar, which is still listed as a snack bar, but the pony ride facility, for some reason, is no longer listed as a pony ride, despite the fact that the report, at the expense of hundreds of thousands of dollars by the consultant, says that Angelinos, 7 out of 10, want the pony rides back. There is no place for young children to go interact with ponies at low cost. So I want to know why the RFP does not list the pony rides concession as a pony ride, and why it says that the bidders may consider the report from the consultant, but they're not required to, despite the fact that 7 out of 10 Angelinos want the pony ride. I don't know. It seems as if maybe you just didn't like the result of the consultant's report. So I guess that was, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars wasted. So I would like to request that this RFP be pulled back and be rewritten as a pony ride, as the people requested. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello again. I've been coming to these meetings for about over 3 years. I've learned a lot about the city that I love, where I was born and where I have lived all these decades, where I've raised 3 children and have grandchildren now. Anyway, I have loved going to Griffith Park. I love the ease of going through the corridor where the Griffith Park pony rides were. You could do sort of a one-stop thing. You could go to on the train ride, take your little ones, and then take them on a pony ride. It was absolutely wonderful. There was a snack bar, places to eat. Then if you're really energetic, you can drive on through the corridor and go to the merry-go-round on days that it was open. And I look forward to it being repaired. And you could go to the Shane's Inspiration Playground. And there are a lot of wonderful things. If you have a ton of time on a separate day, you might go to the zoo or the Gene Autry. I love that corridor. It's been very central to the lives of my family. And I am now the proud grandmother to 2 additional little girls who were just born within the last month. And I look forward to taking them there. I want to take them there. I want to, like 7 out of 10 respondents in Los Angeles, I favor bringing back the pony rides. They're a very wonderful thing for the little ones in this city, and there's nothing quite like it. And I do have concern that the historic pony ride site has fallen into gross disrepair, and concern that the RFP doesn't really talk about the live animal heritage there and how important it is to the city. Thank you.
Thank you. President Sanchez, at this moment, I do not have any further requests for general public comment.
Yeah. Thank you, Takesha. Before we consider the board report, we will now hear from any members of the public who wants to make a public comment on board reports.
I did not receive any such requests.
Oh, okay. Really? Don't we have the mayor's office here? And some supporters? They'll be reporting? Oh, okay. But also, don't we have the principal? That would be part of it too? Okay. I want to make sure. Okay, cool. Okay, so I'd like to take the following board reports on consent.
President Sanchez, you missed the neighborhood council comment.
All right, sorry, neighborhood council. Is there a neighborhood council? Sorry.
We did not receive any such requests.
So. Oh, okay. We still have to mention it. It's on the board agenda. Okay, so I'd like to take the following board reports on consent: 26076, 26078, 26079, and 26080. Can I have a motion?
Mr. Bain, motion to approve.
Commissioner Rosa, second.
Takesha, please conduct the vote.
We have a motion and a second to take the following board reports on consent. 26-076, 26-077, 26-078, 26-079, and 26-080. Vice President Bain, how do you vote?
Aye.
Commissioner Rosas, how do you vote?
Aye.
President Sanchez, how do you vote?
Aye.
and the motion carried.
Thank you, Takesha. We will move on to the reports that are being presented by staff. Let's begin with 26081.
Good morning, President Sanchez and RAP commissioners. My name is Gary Singer, Superintendent of Aquatics and Emergency Management. I'm here today on behalf of our Special Operations Branch to discuss the proposed adjustment to our park rates and fees. Before I begin, I want to thank members of my aquatics team, as well as the other divisions in the Special Operations Branch who put together this proposal and are here with me today. I'd also like to thank this board, General Manager Jimmy Kim, Assistant General Manager Brenda Aguirre, and the entire executive team for the continued support of the divisions and the work we do. And lastly, I'd like to thank the public here and at home that are listening, as without your support and engagement, we wouldn't be here. So today I'm here to discuss a proposed update to our rates and fees. This is not something we approach casually or without careful consideration. We recognize that our programs serve families, seniors, youth athletes, and communities who rely on us, not just for recreation, but for safety, wellness, and connection. Our goal is simple. It's to protect and sustain these facilities and park services that generations of Angelenos depend on. We know conversations about fees can be challenging. Transparency is important, and the reality is the cost of operating and maintaining high-quality facilities has increased significantly. Utilities, chemicals, equipment, staffing, compliance requirement costs have all risen. So to continue delivering clean, safe, and well-maintained facilities, we must ensure our fee structure reflects today's operational landscape. The adjustments before you today represent the first increases in 4, 7, 9, 12, and sometimes 18 years. Meanwhile, surrounding jurisdictions have updated their pricings to reflect increased costs. As a result, many of our services are now priced far below regional market rates for comparable programming and facility use. We would love to keep our prices the same. However, this is just simply not sustainable. In addition, the city is facing ongoing budgetary pressures that require every department to evaluate how we responsibly support our operations. This proposal is part of the broader effort, ensuring we remain fiscally responsible while continuing to provide accessible, high-quality programming to the public. Each of the divisions compared their rates with those of other municipalities. The goal is to allow for a price to both align with regional market conditions, generate additional revenue, all while prioritizing access for low-income residents at every possible step. The proposed new fee structure for permits and rates is designed to be comprehensive, equitable, and tiered, incorporating several key policy elements. First, equity is addressed through demographic and income considerations. And second, the structure implements a tiered system on the applicants based on the applicant's organizational type. So community-based organizations receive the most favorable rates, while large organizations like major nonprofits fall into a moderate tier, and then for-profit groups are subject to our higher standard rates. So as mentioned, this proposal is part of a department-wide effort to align our prices with current market conditions. This board unanimously approved rate adjustments for our recreational services branch back in December. And if approved, we plan to communicate the new rates with our stakeholders and begin new rates as early as July 1st, 2026. We are committed to communicating this information in easily understandable terms. Thank you. I, along with my colleagues behind me, look forward to your questions.
Any questions, commissioners?
Commissioner Bain here. Can you explain the ceiling pricing concept a little bit more to me, just so I understand what that refers to?
Right. So following some of our other our other special operations branches like golf have introduced a ceiling rate, which allows for us to increase rates based on regional market conditions.
Up to a max. Approve the ceiling, and then a rate might actually be lower than that for a
yeah,
while.
Yeah, it would definitely be lower than that. Yeah, we wouldn't go to that max.
Yeah. Chair Sanchez, I have a question. How are you planning to communicate
these increases to families and individuals?
It's a great question. So communicating to the families and individuals, similar to that or the recreational services branch, it's done through on the ground in person, as well as online and social media outreach.
As well as posted rates at the various facilities. And then if I could jump in, I'm so sorry, Brenda Geary, Assistant General Manager. We also advertised some changes in the rates, so we would post it at the various facilities. Usually we do it for at least 30 days, letting them know that there'll be a rate increase, but it will also be communicated via our brochures and our programs.
I think my concern is really having families that are going through a really tough time right now. So many of us having to pay more for gas and on. But if you can give them enough notice so they can plan and say, oh, no, I'm going to have to save another $10 because my sons or daughters play sports or they're going to be part of some kind of program. So I just want to give them enough notice. Thank you.
Absolutely. That's the intention behind this. And we're also hoping to incentivize some use of facilities by offering discounted rates at times when we're underutilized. So to try to drive a little bit more business, since there are a lot of people really thinking about the bottom line, perhaps we can incentivize them to come and use facilities when they're not used as much.
I really love that, Commissioner Bain. I really love that concept as well. And I'm just wondering, in terms of these rates that we've now set or about to set, have we had any community feedback on this rate scale and just any kind of tenor from community about, you know, any energy about this?
I have not heard any yet. No.
Have we done any outreach about that at all?
The proposed outreach will come after approval, just to make sure that we communicate that out.
But there hasn't been any pre-feedback.
Right. Right.
Any other questions, comments? Okay. Thank you. Move on to the next item, 26082, Community School Parks.
Good morning, commissioners. A little loud. Ryan Carpio, Government Relations for Rec and Parks. I have the privilege of presenting this item for Community School Parks. I'll be very brief in my remarks. We have representations from the Mayor's Office and also Carlos Santana Arts Academy. But I did want to say how excited we are for this board report. The CSP, or Community School Parks Program, as you may recall, is a partnership between Recreation and Parks and Los Angeles Unified School District. This board previously approved the Joint Powers Agreement in August of 2025 that established roles and responsibilities, a programming model, and the initial group of 10 school sites. What this report does is adds a school. We have a new school to add to this program. And if you also may recall, part of the goal of the JPA was to make it easier for us to add schools that this board also needs to approve. This site is located in Council District 7 and is also located in board member Gonez's district in a community that is lacking park space. And so it aligns directly with our goal of expanding equitable access for recreation and open space. I do want to acknowledge that as I have the privilege of presenting this report, the work on the ground is done by our incredible recreation parks staff, with Juan Soto is back here somewhere, Leslie Richter, and Carlos Luna, who is probably out in the field somewhere right now. So again, this adds a significant new, you know, school to our growing list. It's a measurable list. So we understand that. I know there's been interest in other schools, and we have a public comment that talks about the expansion of this program. So we're taking this really in a measured approach and seek this board's report. Before I finish, I'd like to bring up a representative from the mayor's office, if Stephanie can come up, and she can introduce Principal Aviles and Vice Principal Silva from Carl Santana. She's here to say a few words.
Morning, commissioners. My name is Stephanie Garcia. I'm a senior policy analyst with the Mayor's Office of Neighborhood Services. I support four departments for our city, RAP specifically for the Community School Parks Program, El Pueblo, the Department of Cultural Affairs, and also our public libraries. I'd also like to start by appreciating our RAP staff. Of course, General Manager Jimmy Kim, Assistant General Manager Shinri Stoneham that has been really pivotal in this program, and the on-the-ground staff, as we shared, Juan Soto, who is our Principal Recreation Supervisor, Recreation Supervisor Leslie Richer, and Senior Recreation Director Carlos Lunas Diaz. We're really appreciative of their leadership as they're activating LAUSD schoolyards on the weekends and on school breaks to increase access to play space. For the past year, the mayor's office has been working collaboratively with RAP to identify potential sites to expand the program to. Using GIS mapping, we've identified candidates by overlaying data on elementary schools in dense neighborhoods, areas that lack a park within a 10-minute walk, and ensuring that the schools were not near existing RAP facilities. To help narrow the list even further, we looked at UTLA community schools as they holistically support the community by intentionally engaging with their families and the partner organizations nearby. And then we also had to verify that the campus had the infrastructure that made it accessible, easily accessible for the public to access the campus as play space, as well as clear division between the classrooms. And so with this collaborative research, we were able to identify Carlos Santana Elementary School. We met with Principal Aviles, who was really eager for this partnership. Really, she's a key reason why we're excited about this partnership and the strong ties she has with her students, the families, and really making sure everyone feels welcome, safe, and supported at her campus in the San Fernando Valley. So up next, if y'all don't mind coming up and sharing some remarks, thank you.
Good morning. My name is Barbara Aviles, and I'm the proud principal of Carlos Santana Arts Academy. And with me is Vice Principal Olivia Silva. And it's an honor to stand before you on behalf of the students, staff, and families of North Hills. We are incredibly grateful to be selected as the 11th site of the Community Schools Program. In August of 2025, our staff and faculty started the school year with a walk around the community to measure our assets and needs. And one thing that became very evident is a need for students to run freely and play as kids should be able to do. I understand why when you ask a student their favorite time, it's either recess or lunch. At our school, Saturday school, students can't wait for recess. And you should see their smiles and energy as they play with each other. In North Hills, we know all too well that access to safe, accessible green space can be limited. By becoming a community schools park site, we are finally able to respond directly to a real urgent community need. This collaboration ensures that our families will have a welcoming place to play and stay active right here close to home. This program strengthens that role in a transformative way. By opening our campus beyond the traditional school hours, we are creating a safe, trusted neighborhood hub. We are also providing a sanctuary where parents can connect and where our children have the space they need to truly thrive.
Hello, good morning. I just want to add that joining the Community School Parks Program is a powerful investment in equity for North Hills. By bringing free, high-quality recreational program directly to our doorstep, you are helping us strip away the barriers to participation that have existed for far too long. This isn't just about a playground. It's about supporting the long-term health and well-being of our entire community. Thank you for recognizing the potential of our school and for investing in the future of North Hills. We look forward to our community growing stronger together. Thank you.
Commissioners, with that, I'm here for any questions you may have regarding the program. Thank you to Mayor's Office and to the principals for their comments.
Any questions or comments, commissioners?
I have one. If you can foresee now, like the hours of operation or that of use that you think the park, the school would be needing that area?
You're asking what hours of operation they're going to have. It's going to be.
I'm just worried about safety. I want to make sure that we're checking all the boxes, you know, crossing the T's, dotting the I's to make sure that the children feel safe.
Yeah. So our program typically runs during the weekends from about 9:30 to about 2:30 in the afternoon, somewhere where the kids can just play sports clinics or use the yard. But that's our typical program hours.
Commissioner Bain, firstly, a comment. I mean, really, I'm really excited about this program. I've been a fan of it since we did it my first stint. I'm hoping to open the first 10 schools. I got to see one of the South LA sites in the last month and was really blown away by watching our staff open the gates, watch the kids just start to come in and just watch the place come alive. So just really excited about the expansion. I guess the only thing I have to say is we got to keep looking out for more money so that we can do more schools, right? As we know, we have more needs. So great work.
Thank you.
Thank you once again to the mayor's office, Ryan, your leadership as well as the school leadership to make this happen. When I was at the district and we were building new schools, we started doing joint use, right? But we know in a lot of our communities that are park poor, there's very little land. This is really the opportunity to really grow our green space across. So excited for the continual investment. I know we have budgetary constraints. The only way we're going to expand is we have over 1,000 schools in LUSD, over 100 high schools. That's really the opportunity, especially in places where you can't really build or find new space. So excited for this, the continual investment, and would love to tour one of these. I think a lot of us would love to tour one of these. We were jokingly saying when we were growing up, we jumped the fence to go play at these parks, right? And really the theory of change in a lot of
that's
this
a
process.
Different community program.
is that we know that our schools tend to be more safe for families. So we're actually taking advantage of that, right?
Yeah.
Is that these folks can go to these schools who already they see them as safe. And they could play on the weekends and other times. So looking forward to this and thank you for all the work that you all did to make this happen.
Thank you.
Jim McKim, General Manager. I want to echo the sentiments of the commissioners, but I did want to send a special thank you to our principals. The partnership that we have is what allows us to open these schools. So I hope that other principals across the city also sees this as a benefit to their communities and partners with us to open additional schools and provide these important resources to our community. So thank you to the principals and again to the staff and Ryan Carpio for pushing this along. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So can I please have a motion to approve the board reports as presented for 26081 and 26082?
Commissioner Bain happily approves.
Second?
Commissioner Rosa, second.
Great. Takesha, can you please take the vote?
Yes, will do, President Sanchez. We have a motion and a second to approve board reports 26-081 and 26-082. Vice President Bain, how do you vote?
Aye.
Commissioner Rosas, how do you vote?
Aye.
President Sanchez, how do you vote?
Aye.
And the motion carries.
Okay, we will now move on to Commission Task Force updates. Any updates to report?
Commissioner Rosas reporting on the Concessions Task Force. We'll be meeting immediately after this meeting is concluded.
Okay, great. And also nothing to report on the Commission Task Force on Facility Repair and Maintenance. Is there any comments from commissioners on matters from the board's jurisdiction and requests by commissioners to schedule future agenda items? Okay, with that, the next regular meeting of the Board of Recreation and Park Commissioners is scheduled to be held on Thursday, May 7th, 2026 at 9 a.m. at Chevy Chase Recreation Center, located at 4165 Chevy Chase Drive, LA, California, 90039. And this meeting is adjourned.